If you're really, really healthy, this episode's for you because you're in trouble. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can feel youthful again, have healed up relationships, and ditch regret, shame, and all those other negative emotions. I'm Becca Jacobson. Welcome to Snippet Land. I have a snippet for all of you out there who are nice and healthy. Nice and plump and juicy. Nice and healthy. No problem. You got no IBS. You got the healthy body. All right, let's be a little bit realistic. You're relatively healthy. You might have had, you know, a little bit of IBS. I'm being facetious, but seriously, gals, I want to talk to those of you who really don't have any health issues. And the reason is this can be very dangerous when we're thinking about giving up alcohol. This has been my experience. And actually, I had a woman recently say this to me during a conversation. I ask, when I meet with women, I ask them all about their lives. How is alcohol affecting the different areas of your life? How is this? How is that? Right? I want to get to know you. I hear your story. And I asked this woman, after she shared about her relationships and her concerns about her career, I asked her, how is your health? And she actually said, that's a problem. I've never had a problem with my health, and it worries me. And you know what? She should be worried. And that's actually been my experience too. I was born with a really healthy body. I've abused the hell out of my body. I've never had surgery. I've never had an illness. I don't get sick. I mean, I've felt like crap, trust me. You can't drink as much as I did and not feel like crap. You can't do drugs that I did and not feel like crap. Near the end of my sobriety, I could feel that my liver was swollen. It felt hot and sort of throbby. I'd run and grab the milk thistle capsules and cure myself with herbs and all of that nonsense, right? This is all nonsense. But what I'm getting at here, gals, is if your body is not reacting physically to over-drinking, it can lead us into deluding ourselves that it's not hurting us and never going to catch up to us. I mean, think about it. If my body had gotten sicker earlier, I'd have gotten sober earlier. So if you're experiencing really good health, but drinking more than you want to, don't kid yourself into believing that it's not affecting your body and that it never will. It will catch up, gals, and at the very least, it's aging you before your time. Alcohol is not good for the skin, right? Okay, if I have to appeal to your vanity, I will. When we drink, we don't exercise as much as we should, or we try to compensate by over-exercising. We do not sleep properly. If you're drinking wine every night, you're not sleeping properly, even though you might think it's helping you sleep. Your body may not have blown up just yet. You may not have actually had the doctor say your liver enzymes are elevated or this is a problem or you're getting an ulcer or whatever. But trust me when I tell you, it's affecting your body. And so how do we motivate ourselves when we feel fairly decent? I mean, other than the obvious feeling like crap because we drank too much, alcohol creates depression, anxiety, so we're emotionally off kilter. By the way, I had a very healthy body, but I was basically insane my whole life. I mean, come on. Anybody who kidded themselves about alcohol all those years, I was just lying to myself. And I was very emotionally unstable, incredibly emotionally immature, unable to handle anything. And I'd walk around all proud because I never get sick. Well, for crying out loud, what kind of life is that? So I'm here today to speak to you. I know a lot of you are doing great physically. You're fit, you're eating clean, maybe even get comments like you're glowing. But under that glow, you might be emotionally exhausted. That's why I have 5 key questions that I would love for you to sit down and ask yourself. Grab a pen, gals. Here are the questions. The number one, do I stay calm when I don't get my way? Or do I try to control outcomes? Oh my goodness. Do I stay calm when I don't get my way or do I try to control outcomes? Listen, gals, emotional health isn't about being passive. It's about knowing how to stay rooted when life doesn't bend for you. Earlier this year, I did an episode, I forget the title, but it was about pouting grandma. My grandma's pouting. Listen, We don't need a pouting CEO or a pouting professional either, do we? What we need here is the ability. I'd like you to sit calmly and ask yourself, when I don't get my own way, and it really is okay to let go. In other words, obviously not when you're talking to a subordinate or a team member, but when you don't get your own way in general, do you try to control the outcome or are you able to just let it go when it's okay to let it go? Especially when it really won't make a difference and the only reason we want control is because of the ego. Ask yourself that question. Be honest with yourself. Be willing to see what's hiding underneath that beautiful body of yours. Question number two. When someone reflects something uncomfortable to you, do you get defensive or curious? This is a little bit like yesterday's episode, isn't it? Yesterday, I spoke about the ability to be coached, the ability to have someone mirror, reflect back to you exactly what's going on. Well, it's a good question to ask yourself. When someone reflects something uncomfortable, do you get defensive or curious? No matter how hard it is, it's always a good idea to stop and ask yourself, wait, are they saying something that is useful here or am I just automatically shutting down because I don't like what they're hearing? Question number three, do you let people disappoint you without making it mean something about you? Listen, people will cancel, forget, mess up, not respond, whatever. Can you let them be human without collapsing into hurt? Can you let them be human without judgment? Can you just let them be human? People will make mistakes, you know. That's question number three. Question number four, do you need to be seen as put together even when you're falling apart inside? Well, obviously, when we're showing up in the world, we like to be put together. But if this has been going on and on and on, you've got the healthy body, you're all glowing on the outside, you're showing up, and inside you're falling apart. If you're allowing this, that's a lack of emotional health, my dear. Emotional health means knowing when to take off the mask and who it's safe to show your mess to. Emotional health means looking after yourself with love and compassion. We talk a lot on this show about self-care and having a sacred space and a daily routine. Are you able to look after yourself other than physically? If you're looking after your body, but not the heart, not the soul, not the emotions, then you're going to fall apart at some point, right? And of course, don't get me wrong, your body's going to fall apart too. And listen, I'm just here to be honest. You're over 40, what do you expect? Okay, question number five. What, too much truth? Come on, you can take it. Question number five, are you able to love yourself even when you're not meeting your own expectations? How hard are you on yourself? Are you able to make mistakes and forgive yourself? Are you able to not check every item off the do list and be okay with it? Are you able to love yourself even when you're not meeting your own expectations? This really is at the heart of it. If love is only available when you're performing well, it's not healing. It's conditional. I'm going to repeat that, my dear. If love is only available when you're performing well, that's not healing. It's conditional love. And you're forcing yourself to earn your own love. There's something wrong on that path, my dear. It's worth looking at. I'm laughing, but I realize this is a serious topic. But look, we've got to have the willingness to look at these truths. And then the minute we do that, everything gets easier. The minute we're willing to see these truths, we can start our healing journey. If you're stuck there, you need something to jar you open, to push you over the edge. And if it requires me pissing you off, I'm willing to go there. Don't worry, I'm willing. Your body might be strong, but how safe is it to fully live inside that body? This, my dear, is where the real work begins. So there it is for all you gals with a nice, healthy body. Do a check. Do an internal check. Have a look. Be honest with yourself. And at the same time, don't forget, your body will only last for so long. Eventually, something will go wrong with the body if we don't put the alcohol down in time. I stopped drinking at 52, and by then I had IBS and an ulcer. I had, of course, been pretending I didn't. I would just go, oh, you know, I'm just a little gassy, right? Turns out I was a little bit more than that. Okay, probably too much information. But you get the point. So listen, gals, if you've been nodding through this and maybe even getting a little bit irritated with me and realizing that while your body looks great, your emotional world feels messy, hidden, or heavy, this is your moment. I created a short private video called The Truth About High-Performing Women and Alcohol, and it's exactly for women like us who are done pretending everything's fine. You can grab it right now. The link is in the show notes. And if you're ready to be supported, not coddled, if you're ready for real reflection, the kind that leads to change, then book that clarity call. Let's talk. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.